This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, recently, I've been going through this thing, right? I fired my doctor, got a new doctor. New doctor started giving me drugs. Most of them I have never, ever, ever, ever taken in my life. And I've never had a reaction to drugs before in my life either. Except with these drugs, I did. With at least two of them, I did. I had two different kinds of reactions. One of them was quite serious. It caused me to retain fluid around my lungs and around my heart. And for a blink of an eye in time, I was in the middle of heart failure. Which heart failure, when it's detected, is sort of like the check engine light. It can be really bad or it can be just sort of minor. Mine was at the very beginning stages. Untreated, of course, you will die. But this was a result of a medication I was taking, that I was taking voluntarily. So that, you know, a couple of things dropped by the wayside. We started over again, and then another thing happened where I broke out in hives, which is not nearly as bad as heart failure, but it is very distracting, and the only way for me to not claw myself to the point where I bled out was to start taking enough Benadryl to where I was basically not feeling anything. But again, that side effect was due to a medication that I was taking voluntarily. Before all this happened, the last medication I'd taken voluntarily was the COVID-19 vaccine, which I took voluntarily. In fact, I demanded it. I don't have problems with certain governmental mechanisms like concealed carry permits and vaccines given by the government or authorized or financed by the government, simply because I went through all of that when I was in the Army. As soon as I joined the Army, I mean, you can't imagine how many vaccines and shots and inoculations you're getting as you walk through the MEP station. I mean, that the first day, you walk down a literal gauntlet of medics hitting you left, right, left, right, left, right, both shoulders. And you have to go sit down at a desk and sit there for about an hour just to make sure you don't collapse. And then you move on. So I never had anything happen. I'm a firm believer when it comes to medication or anything medical that as long as it is your choice, it's okay. Your body, your choice. Not so much if as long as it doesn't involve another life. Okay? Let me put that caveat there. Well, there's some authoritarianism going on out there originating from Michael Bloomberg and his flunkies that is on full display in a new column in the Anti-Gun Billionaire's Personal News Network, where columnist Clara Fiera Marquez argues that personal choice and responsibility should take a backseat to government coercion and brute force when it comes to vaccines. Now, that's interesting to me. She says, sticking a needle in people's arms against their will may be unpalatable, but that doesn't mean it shouldn't happen if large numbers of Americans refuse to get a COVID-19 vaccine on their own. Well, you know, there's lots of Americans that don't take flu shots or pneumonia shots. There's a lot of people that don't take any shots, and that's their right. And if something happens to them, if something medically happens to them, well, they will have been the precursor to it. But, you know, she's advocating for full compulsion, which implies fines or even prison as opposed to simply not getting a benefit or public service. That's a line in the sand for me. That's a line in the sand for me. When I saw this, this was one of the things that spurred me to get over what I got going on right now. Because in order for me to move on to the next level, I've got to start building back up my stamina, which has been completely trashed by all of this. And because if something like that were to occur to me, we're now hitting this is one of these shooting war things to me. If they're going to roll up and bring a bunch of people that they don't know anything about and make them take anything in the arm, any sort of medicine in the arm. I don't, Moderna, Pfizer, it doesn't matter to me. I took Moderna. I didn't have any issues with Moderna. This is a violation of personal liberty. This would be deeply polarizing in our society. And the divisiveness that we have right now, this would go way beyond any other level. Because now this would be a whole group of the people that, you know, I've taken the vaccine. There's a lot of leftists that don't think they should have to take the vaccine. Right now they're trying to coerce people into taking the vaccine because they're allowed not to wear a mask. Right? I went to a grocery store today, checked out, young man was there, no mask. I was like, so did they tell you don't have to wear a mask? He said, as long as we've had the vaccine. But he, like me, had also had COVID. And there is no caveat, no condition stating that if you have natural immunity, if you have been tested and detected to have antibodies in your system, that you don't have to wear a mask. There's nothing like that out there right now. And I knew there would be nothing like that. So I just did a little end around that. I'm not shocked that the argument around personal liberty isn't compelling to a Bloomberg lackey like Marquez, because her own boss's favorite strategy to fight violent crime when he was mayor of New York was to throw young black men up against the wall in the hopes of finding a gun. Bloomberg and his sycophants have just as much contempt for our Fourth Amendment right as they do our right to keep and bear arms. And Marquez is concerned about making the current polarization in our country worse, takes a back seat to her desire to compel others to get jabbed in the name of the public good. Take University of Richmond philosopher Jessica Flanagan's comparison between vaccine refuseniks and a person firing a weapon into the air. We'd want to stop the shooter because bystanders could get hurt or killed. The same, she argues, applies to vaccinations. It's less about the right to refuse than the right not to get infected, especially for those who can't be vaccinated, like tiny babies, the immunocompromised, or those with severe allergies. Marquez doesn't mention that she and her boss doesn't just want to stop someone who's actually firing a gun in the air. They want to ensure that no one can get a gun in the first place. Rights mean nothing to them. For authoritarians like Bloomberg, like the Bloombergs and the Marquezes of the world, the ends always justify the means. Or as Soviet communist writer Alexander Rosev wrote in his 1922 novel, The Notes of Terentye the Forgotten, what is necessary does not corrupt even the worst human rights abuses can be excused, as long as those committing them believe they're being done for a noble purpose, for the greater good. I wonder what would happen if they started that for the greater good and they found out that not everybody feels that same way, and if they were met with violence over that loss of personal liberty. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Here in the Southeast, we almost went into a panic because we didn't have enough gasoline. We didn't have any. Colonial Pipeline was shut down by hackers. The 5,500-mile network supplies 45% of the fuel to the eastern United States, and it was quite telling how important that 45% is to this region. Luckily, though, operations were restored within a few days, but there were gas lines and gas stations had closed because they had no gas to sell. The panic was beginning to spread, but it burned itself out in a very short while. However, some of you may have seen that there is a ammunition shortage going on out there, and if you like to shoot, or if you're trying to be prepared, like I went to the range the other day, I had to take, let's see, one, two, three 9mm, two 45 ACPs, and a 5.56. So I had to take enough ammunition out there to actually shoot these guns, assess how good they were, and film it in order to review them. And that was an expenditure of ammunition that, I most surely will feel at some point. Unlike gas, there is no pipeline of readily available ammunition that can be delivered everywhere. It's all up to manufacturers and demand and other market forces that have impacted the flow of these bullets. Stores are depleted. Gun ranges around you are fresh out of ammunition sometimes. The only people who can shoot are those who are already stocked up prior to and around the pandemic. And it's going to take years for some calibers to be readily available again. Stephen Gutkowski of The Reload spoke to a few ammunition makers about this issue. On one hand, it's great that so many Americans decided to exercise their right to own firearms during the pandemic. But the bad thing is that the stress it did to the market, because what started happening in March was the beginnings of 9 million just new gun owners, 9 million of them, new gun owners, went out there looking for a gun, any gun, some sort of gun, and the ammunition that went through it. And the demand was through the roof, and the price of the materials has also hit levels not seen since ever for some of these ammunition manufacturers. Like, a lot of people have started using copper projectiles because copper doesn't fragment, it may become misshapen, but it doesn't come apart, and it, for like shooting through a windshield or something, it's better round. And one guy said, he told Gutkowski he's never seen the price of copper soar as high as it has in his 51-year career. And this is just taking into account the pandemic. Okay? This is not taking into account Joe Biden. Now, Stephen Gutkowski spoke to Winchester and Hornady, and they both have backlogs right now that stretch out over 2 years. On Twitter, it was said, it's fairly easy to understand what's driving the scarcity. Millions of Americans bought a gun for the first time over the last year. They all want ammo. It's almost impossible to adjust a mature manufacturing business to meet increased demand of that size in short order. Hornady is seeing that the industry is up 30%. And in the short term, you do what you can to maximize hours and maximize what you can. We got that 30%, and now the market is asking me for another, not just 30%, it's asking for 80%. In addition to the demand being up, this has driven the prices to insane levels. A round of 9mm that should cost 22 cents is selling for a dollar. And it's not just because of the imbalance of supply and demand. Material costs are also through the roof. Brent Flower, president of Winchester, told the Reload, "On certain products, we are certainly seeing backlogs that stretch out 2 years and beyond. For those who shoot 9mm and 5.56, well, that being me, you know, that's what I'm looking at." Hornady said copper was $2.45 a pound a year ago. Today it's trading at $4.50, and that is, in my career, 51 years, the all-time high. We go through several hundred pounds of copper a month. Zinc is the same way. Steel is the same way. On certain products, we're certainly seeing backlogs that stretch out 2 years and beyond. But of all of this that is being said, one thing that is being echoed all over and over and over again is how uncertain it is, how long it will be before you'll be able to consistently go into your favorite gun shop and find ammunition readily available. Right now, the demand for what they're building at this minute is, they have 2.5 years worth of demand on order now. So, for the next 2.5 years, these ammunition manufacturers are going to be manufacturing at a breakneck pace. Shortages have become bad enough that many gun owners have simply stopped shooting for months on end. Some ranges have even run out of ammo to sell not just to customers who want to take it home, but also those who want to use it on the range. Brandon Wexler is the owner of Wex Gunworks in Delray Beach, Florida. He told The Reload, "People have been saying for a long time they haven't shot guns because there's no ammo to shoot, and they don't want to shoot what they have right now." Lucky Gunner, one of the largest online ammunition dealers in the country, said it faces wait times to get ammo unlike anything they've experienced before. Coming back from Winchester, they're saying three main factors have driven sales and continue to drive them beyond the industry's ability to expand the supply. The first was pandemic-induced safety concerns. The second was the increased participation in recreational shooting and hunting during the lockdowns. The third was concern over new gun control legislation from Joe Biden. Over the past year, we saw 21 million firearms sold, with 9 million first-time gun buyers. It is indeed an incredible number. Right now, you got 52 million people that participate in the shooting sports. That's 2.5 times higher than the number of people who play golf. Something to think about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. At least 9 people are dead at a mass shooting at a light rail facility in San Jose, California. The suspected shooter among the dead, as are employees of the Valley Transportation Authority, which runs the facility. That's according to the Santa Clara Sheriff's Office. California Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna saying it's an unspeakable tragedy.
These are some of the extraordinary public servants in our community. They keep the public transportation running, and it's just unspeakable, the horror that we have witnessed.
AAA is predicting that travel will be up 60% over last year over the Memorial Day weekend. More than 37 million Americans expected to travel more than 50 miles from home this holiday weekend. Las Vegas ranks as a top road trip destination. Meanwhile, Orlando is a top destination for air travel bookings. And you're listening to USA Radio News. San Diego authorities are charging a 28-year-old woman with felony battery after an attack on a Southwest Airlines plane in which a flight attendant lost 2 teeth and suffered other injuries to her face. The FAA says airlines have reported 2,500 incidents of unruly passengers this year, including 1,900 cases in which passengers refused to wear face masks. Regarding this most recent incident in San Diego, Union President Lynn Montgomery tells ABC's Good Morning America.
This was the final straw. We've had a staggering amount of increase in the number of unruly passenger incidents. And when this happens to one of our own, that is when we really kick into gear and say, enough is enough. We need to do more.
AAA is reporting more than 37 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more from their home over the Memorial Day holiday. That number up 60% over last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Last Friday, some anti-Semitic thugs attacked a Jewish family, yelling, "Free Palestine, die Jew, blank you Jew, I'm going to rape your wife." But fortunately, there was an armed Samaritan there who was able to stand between the attackers and the family. You may not hear about many of those stories, but they occur all the time. And there are dozens of cases in recent years where concealed handgun permit holders have stopped what police say would have been mass public shootings. Those would really make gripping stories. But don't ever expect to see gripping stories like this on entertainment television. For years, network television, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox refused to show even a single successful defensive gun used by a civilian. You would surely never know that people successfully use guns defensively some 2 to 3 million times a year. Instead, defensive gun use is shown to always go wrong. Either the citizen ends up being murdered by the criminal without hurting any of the criminals, accidentally shoots a loved one, or is a danger to themselves and the police. Now, this bias has been going on for years across the networks. Just take some examples so far this year. Now, I'm talking about entertainment. I'm not talking about the news. NBC's Chicago PD, Season 8, Episode 14, May 12, 2021. A homeowner tries to use a gun defensively to stop a home robbery and ends up being shot by one of the robbers. That's not how that actually plays out in most cases. In another episode of that show, Episode 4, January 27, 2021, a woman tries using a gun to stop an abusive boyfriend from hurting her, but he takes the gun from her and beats her. The boyfriend then uses the gun that he stole from her to murder a police officer. There's no notion that if a much physically stronger male attacker is close enough to the woman to take her gun, the woman is already in extreme danger. CBS's FBI Most Wanted, Season 2, Episode 12, May 4, 2021. Even an off-duty police officer fails at trying to use a gun successfully and ends up being murdered with his gun by someone who was vandalizing his car. CBS's Magnum PI, Season 3, Episode 10, March 5th, 2021. I didn't even know they had rebooted that. An Army Ranger on leave obtains a gun illegally and attempts suicide. Somehow the claim is that if only the gun dealer hadn't sold the gun illegally, he supposedly wouldn't have been able to attempt suicide. Most suicides in the U.S. involve guns, but that ignores that there are many close substitute methods of committing suicide. Another episode of Magnum PI, episode 8, February 8th, I guess this is episode 12, February 8th, 2021, shows a 12-year-old stealing his father's gun from a bedside table and accidentally shooting his 10-year-old brother. The message here is that parents should be afraid of guns in the home even if the parent is at home, but this again greatly exaggerates the dangers of guns in the home. In 2019, there were 37 accidental gun deaths for children under 11 years of age. Past research has shown that most of those involve shots from adult males, most in the mid to late 20s, who also have criminal records and are very likely to be drug addicts or alcoholics. So with 43.8 million children in that age range, the probability of a young child getting a hold of a gun and accidentally shooting another child is incredibly small. With half of the American homes owning guns, this implies a 0.00017% chance of a child dying from an accidental gunshot in these homes. CBS's Blue Bloods, Season 11, Episode 8, March 5th, 2021. A jewelry store owner tries to use a gun to stop a gang from robbing a store, and one of the robbers fatally shoots the store owner. Store owner doesn't even get a shot off before he's murdered. CBS's NCIS LA, Season 12, Episode 10, February 14, 2021. A woman explains to the NCIS LA agents that she has a gun for protection, but the gun was stolen and used in a crime. She says she never thought that one of the people she knew would steal it, and Marty Deeks, played by Eric Christian Olsen, says in exasperation, "We never do." His partner, Kenzie Bly, played by Daniela Rua, is making faces to show how stupid she thinks the woman is for having a gun for protection. It is no surprise that gun control groups talk openly about working with producers and scriptwriters about getting gun control messages in their shows. The only problem with the way they execute this is it just doesn't happen that much that way. It just doesn't happen that much that way. The lessons they're trying to teach are very clear. Don't ever try to use a gun for protection, and it's better to not even think about owning one. Gun control advocates know Americans won't accept more gun control if given accurate information, So the magic box becomes the, you know, the thing that is, they're trying to portray this, they're trying to ingrain this. This is, it's Pavlovian. You understand that, right? I mean, the Pavlovian experiment where the, you know, they had the dogs tied up and they would, I can't describe to you what they would do to the dogs, but it was a very torturous conditioning. And this is mentally conditioning. It's bad enough that news programs provide only one side of the debate. Americans want entertainment, but they just can't escape lies about gun ownership. And this is the thing. This is the thing that bugs me the most. I don't watch TV anymore, and that's why I didn't know they'd rebooted Magnum PI. I wonder who Tom Selleck is now. I hate that they politicized entertainment. Entertainment should be an escape. You know? Entertainment should be, it should be ridiculous, and it should be over the top, and it should be, you know, funny, and it should be dramatic, and it, you know, it should be a lot of things, but it should never be used as a conditioning tool by politicians and by people with a political agenda. That's why I don't watch it no more. I watch more YouTube than I watch anything on TV. And, you know, and I don't watch some of the YouTube channels that are absolutely contrived because I, you know, you can figure them out too. It just comes down to, you know, I'm not going to be conditioned. I'm not going to be conditioned. I can watch something that should, that's going to try to condition me, but I've developed this whole critical thinking thing. So, I just ignore the conditioning part and take it in for the, look at how stupid that cop it looks while they're making faces because that person wanted to own a gun. I just look at that part and just say, oh, okay, well, I see it for what it is. It's very easy to suss out. It really is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we got some more narrative shaping from the left, only this time it's not CBS News parroting the talking points of the anti-gun lobby, but the president's mouthpiece herself. During the daily White House press briefing recently, Jen Psaki, or Ginger Goebbels as I call her, was asked about the rising number of violent crimes across the country and whether or not we have a crime problem. She says, well, I would say certainly there's a guns problem, and that's something the president would say, and there are communities where local violence and community violence is an issue, and that's one of the reasons why we have proposed and are now implementing funding for community violence intervention programs across the country. So what she's basically doing is the reason crime is on the rise has nothing to do with the Ferguson effect. It has nothing to do with defunding the police. It has nothing to do with all of these riots they're allowing to happen in various blue cities. Defunding, getting rid of police services and all this other stuff. It is because of a lack of gun control. Then she pivoted to gun control, saying that Joe Biden will continue to push for Senate passage of universal background checks, as well as advocating for actions in states where we've seen the greatest level of activism over the past several years. So Biden's biggest hope he can get of getting more gun control would be in states where I would never live anyway. I wouldn't live in these states anyway just because of the gun control they've already got. So this will, you know, these will be states that already have a lot of gun controls laws on the books, doubling down on a failed strategy, trying to fight crime by targeting legal gun owners with more restrictions on their right to keep and bear arms. Now, while the press secretary claimed that we have a guns problem, when Psaki was asked specifically if the record high gun sales that have taken place over the past year are responsible for the rise in violent crime, she demurred from giving a concrete answer. Instead, saying she'd have to check with staff to find out what they know. Gun control activists are not going to be very happy with that part of Ginger's answer, since they're busy pushing the narrative that the increase in gun sales is directly responsible for the increase in violent crime, when that is nowhere near the case. Because if that were the case, the entire country would be embroiled in crime right now. With 9 million new gun owners, you don't think so? See, there's virtually no evidence that the millions of legal gun purchases was driving this increase in violent crime, particularly since we're seeing shootings and homicides increase in cities and states that already have restrictive laws on the books. I would argue that what we're really seeing is this increase in lawlessness, fueled in part by the COVID lockdowns that led to the shuttering of a court system in many cities and budget cuts to law enforcement agencies and a resulting pullback on the part of many police in response to the defund the police movement. After all, it's not just violent crime that's on the rise. Traffic fatalities, too, increased substantially in 2020, even though where there were fewer drivers on the road. Fewer drivers on the road. Lorraine Martin, NSC's president and CEO, said in a statement, "It is tragic that in the U.S. we took cars off the roads and didn't reap any safety benefits." Now, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, a government agency, has not yet released its analysis of deaths in 2020, but its preliminary results for the first 9 months of the year show similar trends, with total deaths and death rates both up noticeably. NHTSA has said it is too soon to speculate on contributing factors of the uptick. No, it isn't. Martin, the president of the NSC, says her organization has not finished its analysis of the causes either, but she told NPR that it's clear that with fewer cars on the road, risky driving behaviors went up. And she said, "And we know that these risky driving behaviors are, even though we haven't done all the analysis of these specific crashes, we know it's speeding, we know it's driving without a seatbelt, and we know it's driving impaired and distracted." Alarm bells about that risky behavior started sounding early in the pandemic. For instance, multiple data sources indicated a noticeable increase in speeding as emptier roads tempted drivers to stomp on the accelerator. Arity, a mobile data analytics company that spun off from insurance giant Allstate, reports that speeding has stuck around as driving resumes. They wrote in February, "We are still seeing increased speeds on the road even as miles driven returns to normal, particularly during morning and afternoon rush hours." So it's not just easy for gun control activists to point to rising gun sales and rising violent crime and claim the two are connected. It's important that they do that as well, even if there's no evidence backing that up. Because, you see, and they know this, support for gun control is declining, and activists are growing increasingly frustrated over the lack of progress at both the federal and state level. Yeah, you got states like Washington and Oregon that have passed some awful gun swords laws that are going to impact the ability of gun owners to defend themselves in their home. But compared to the gains made by the Second Amendment activists at the state level, including four states adopting constitutional carry and a number of other states approving Second Amendment sanctuary legislation, 2021 is not shaping up to the beginning of that golden age of gun control the anti-gun activists were hoping for. So, in other words, don't expect Ginger Goebbels and Joe Asterisk Biden or any other support of gun control to acknowledge the problem isn't guns, but a growing indifference to the rule of law itself, which has been aided and abetted by the left's demonization of policing and the criminal justice system, even as they push out new nonviolent offenses on the books. facts aren't helpful to their cause. So they'll go with the fiction that legal gun sales are to blame for the failures of their own anti-gun, anti-police, and anti-right ideology. But hey, you know, the problem, and I talked about this earlier. I don't know when, but it was earlier. They're running into a problem. While they're pushing the police away, and they're trying to take your guns from you, the problem becomes, who's going to enforce that? Because it's one thing to say, I declare guns bad. It's quite another thing to actually put that in practice, because without an enforcing entity in place, which is what they're trying to set up, it becomes quite comical to think about what they're trying to enforce, what they're trying to make happen. And this is where, you know, while they're out there doing things like saying, we want to have compulsory vaccines, they know that were that to happen, in some places there would be pockets of resistance, and some of that would be armed. And, you know, remember the Bundy Ranch. Remember the Bundy Ranch. Because I know everybody's out there, well, Bill, you can't fight the government. Well, the government, when they show up, the problem is they're always in Indian territory when they show up. Do you understand that? The cowboys that show up are always in Indian territory. And they don't know who the Indians are. And there's the problem. There's a problem with going after the veto, the ultimate veto. You know, I'm sitting around here. I'm trying to figure out what the best grill is to buy and all this other stuff. And I don't want to be distracted by all this nonsense. They're the ones pushing the edge of the envelope. And as they continue to draw the lines in the sand and everything, eventually they will come to one. They'll try to actually enforce one that will be the most foolish thing they've ever done in their lives. Hour 3 is up next. We're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.